Hey yo man, it's your time. And fuck poverty. Get this money, man.
I can tell you're mad at me.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This your boy Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So we go on to San Diego, California, where Michelle Mack was the ringleader of an organized national crime ring that stole nearly $8 million worth of makeup and other goods from stores, including hundreds of ultra cosmetic stores across the USA, and resold them at her online Amazon storefront. Now, people were saying that when these people like running stores now and running take stuff, that it was an organized ring. And it sounded like they was being truthful. Because when you look at the news, it make it seem like a bunch of just people just doing that or whatever. But
it's probably not organized. And it's probably not a ring. Somebody got their online store. They get a couple of fucking suckers to run in there with them and rob as much as they can and sell that shit online on the back end.
Well, here's the report.
This is video of Michelle and Kenneth Mack arrested in December at their Bonzo mansion. Equipped with its own vineyard and chapel, they rented it out as a wedding venue and an Airbnb. But according to a search warrant, it also...
Now, I want to know what it looked like inside that
Man,
house.
It's got old his chapel. Shit. Look at that.
Yeah, it's got his winery and a chapel inside of that place. I want to know what it looks like inside.
Oh, warehouse.
As a stash house for a small fortune in makeup stolen from major retail stores across the country, like Sephora and Ulta.
This is a top priority for me, primarily because of the safety and security risk that it brings to our team.
Ulta CEO Dave Kimball spoke to CNBC's Courtney Reagan about the wave of theft hitting retail stores.
The network that she had built across the country was impacting multiple stores. And so by eliminating that, it's a step. But unfortunately, I know there's others that are out that are just like that.
53-year-old Michelle Mack and her husband have pleaded not guilty to charges of conspiracy, grand theft, and receipt of stolen property. Michelle is accused of working with as many as 12 women, providing them with a list of items to steal from...
Is this 12 black women or Latino women that running in these stores and grabbing shit? And it probably she only probably gave them about $200 for them to just split up. $200 for them to split up.
Stores across the country, like this Lens Crafters in Claremont and this Ulta Beauty in Mira Mesa. According to the search warrant, the goods were sometimes mailed to this Bonzo post office and would end up for sale at discounted prices on an Amazon storefront called Online Makeup Store. Stefan says with online stores and marketplaces becoming the new place for criminals to sell stolen goods, there have been some positive steps toward cracking down, like the recently passed Informed Consumers Act, which requires online marketplaces to get information from high-volume sellers to help ID stolen goods. But she said...
So what they want to see, receipts and everything, like where you get this stuff from? That's going to mess a lot of people up. Well, she can fake a receipt.
Says there are still loopholes that need to be closed in some person-to-person marketplaces like Facebook, as well as making sure Prop 47 is reformed so repeat offenders are properly punished. Omari Fleming, NBC 7.
And Amazon released a statement regarding the issue saying, quote, we invest more than $1 billion annually and employ thousands of people to fight fraud. We use sophisticated detection and prevention solutions, end quote.
Yeah, well, shout out to her because she was making a killing, too. That was just straight profit. Well, all right, we going back to Detroit, Michigan, where U.S. history teacher named Dominique Brown at Taylor Preparatory High School was fired after a parent anonymously complained to the school about her rapping career. Here's the report.
Back in the fall, Dominique Brown earned Teacher of the Month honors, and then 2 months later, she was fired, but it wasn't about anything she did in the classroom. She says a parent complained about her rap career, which was off the clock.
He
fall. If my back against the wall, run it up till I can't no more. By now, Drippin' Honey's music video, Drippin' 101, has been seen by tens of thousands across numerous social media platforms. And it combines two of her passions, rapping and some of the students she's taught. That's right, a U.S. history teacher who's moonlighting as a rapper. But last month, she was forced out of her teaching job, and it started with a parent's complaint.
That's when the first meeting was with my dean and the principal, and they were just telling me, like, hey, a parent said that they seen your social media and that you're a Black influence because you're a rapper.
Drippin' Honey's real
name. It's not because you're a rapper, ma'am. It's because of the content of what you're rapping about. You like all these other female rappers talking about their ass. How good are you in bed?
Is that what she's doing?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't listen to the lyrics. I didn't see. Hey, look, they say teachers don't make enough, so you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, but she could have rapped about.
I was going to say, depending on what she rapped about, because the video didn't look bad to me. You know what I mean? But like you said, I don't know what the lyrics is. The lyrics is all that what you saying, then yeah, I see why she got fired.
Yes, and the hating ass, and she complained about the hating ass parent. If I'm a parent, I would have said something too. I wouldn't want my kid in there, and she talking about her content, her rapping. She's talking about how good she do it, how big her ass is, gunshots and killing folks, and me and my niggas and all that stuff. Write about the Underground Railroad. Write about that U.S. history shit. But like you said, that you gotta earn some.
Well, you see the. All the white teachers and shit, they all on OnlyFans and shit like that.
Right. Now, she went to school and all this stuff to be a teacher. And she just blow it just by making goofy-ass rap videos and songs. Her raps wasn't that bad, but just rap about something else.
Name is Dominique Brown. She says that the parent continued to complain even though the educator was named Teacher of the Month. Despite asking for a complaint in writing, Dominique says she never
received. This is a U.S. history teacher now.
Oh, yeah, Drippin' Honey.
Right. With her chest out, her chest, one false move, her titty going to pop out. Her ass is bouncing up and down. She should have known better than this.
And Dominique believes that she was discriminated against.
I was like, hey, well, can we tell that parent to come in and see professionalism, see me in the classroom, see me after school, see me at all the games, see me dropping kids off every day, buying food, doing all these things. Can they come see me in my element before they try to say I'm unprofessional in it?
Was there at any point anything that was brought up that said your rap career may have, the lyrics that you use may have been a bad influence on some of the students that you had?
Well, the parents wished to stay anonymous, and she didn't really give too much detail on what she did or didn't like, and the school didn't give me too much detail either. Music is part of the culture. We from Motown. This is what we do. So it's not like it's unheard of.
Yeah, what does Motown have to do with you with your titty about to pop out and shaking your ass, too? Come on now.
It's the culture. And when you look like me, you just understand it a little more better that it's not that I'm trying to.
So she trying to say, she tried to imply that this was a white parent. Because she said, when you look like me. So I guess since we Black, we all supposed to understand your plight.
And she's using the Black card.
All right.
Deter these kids from stopping their dreams.
In a statement, a spokesperson for Taylor Preparatory High School, which is a charter school, said they're aware of Brown's allegations, but student and employee privacy rights limit what they can say. The statement went on to say, quote, student well-being remains at the forefront of everything we do, and we will continue fostering a distraction-free teaching and learning environment focused on student success.
If I was a horrible teacher, y'all would have dropped me the day it was a problem.
Did you ever feel that they were transparent enough for you?
Absolutely not.
If there ever was an opportunity, and Taylor said, hey, look, we want you back, would you consider it?
No, I just want this to be an example for them.
Yes, she would.
To do better.
Dominique says that she...
So she just got a whole bunch of other options, son, that the school, that if the school say, hey, look, we'll take you back, that you just gonna say no? No, okay.
She's in the process of trying to seek out an attorney and take some legal action. In Taylor, I'm Brandon Hudson, Fox 2 News.
I would think the school can fire you if they want to. What does that have to do with taking legal actions? What, for discrimination?
Yeah. Okay. But she'll lose that lawsuit.
Right.
Like I said, if you're just rapping about something else, then okay, I get it. But you can't be rapping. She's like a walking contradiction. You can't be this upstanding teacher and you know, doing all the right things, and then on your free time, you fucking popping it and talking about shooting it and all this shit.
Right. All right, we go to Hollywood, Florida, where Felicia Shadara Smith, a Hollywood middle school teacher, was arrested for inappropriate contact with a student. And these teachers, boy, these young female teachers, they're coming after your sons and they want to lick the daughters too. So here's the report.
So developing tonight, a Driftwood middle school teacher is at the center of a safety alert. She may be smiling in her mugshot now, but she's facing a long list of charges after police.
Look at that mugshot. This woman had lost her mind.
contact with a student.
And local 10's Darrell Fournay joining us live now from the jail in Pompano Beach, where that suspect is now being held to run.
Yeah, the North Broward Bureau is where that teacher was booked on some very serious charges. I just had a chance to read through her arrest report, and it says that the incident happened on school grounds. Felicia Smith may have been smiling in her booking photo, but the accusations against her in her role as a teacher at Driftwood Middle School in Hollywood are no laughing matter.
The teacher did bring up that originally, since the beginning of the year, there was a maternal relationship with the student, and then she did admit to kissing the student.
Police say the female teenage...
A maternal, so you go to have a maternal relationship, now you want to kiss the student? Please.
Middle school victim attends the very same school where the 38-year-old works as a teacher. A police report says a school resource officer called detectives after he was informed that a teacher kissed the juvenile on the cheek to the point where a hickey, known to be a contusion of the skin caused by sucking on the skin,
was left.
And look at how they have to explain what a hickey is.
And clearly visible. But things only escalated to the attention of police because of the...
Yeah, she's a maternal relationship. Now all of a sudden she's giving the child hickeys.
Alert persistence from the girl's relatives.
The family members noticed that there was something that didn't sit right with them. They noticed there were markings on the student, and they continued to ask questions.
Initially, we're told the girl lied about the marks, saying it was from a football that hit her neck.
Wait a minute. Was it the cheek or the neck? What is it?
The neck.
I think it's the neck too. So where did she come from? She said, "Where you get that mark from your face? Where you get that mark off on your neck from? Oh, I was at football, and the ball just came up and hit me right on my neck. What ball hit you in the neck that you ain't gonna put your arms up to try to block?" Oh, man.
Actually changed her story to reveal the inappropriate relationship that also involved vulgar acts.
She may not enter any school campus.
Smith was a no-show for bond court today, but faces two criminal counts of lewd and lascivious molestation and lewd and lascivious battery. And right now, that teacher remains here in jail. The judge ordered her to be held on a pair of $75,000 bond charges. That's $75,000 for each of those charges. No word yet on if she has been able to post that bond. We are live in Pompano Beach. Terrell Fournay, Local 10 News.
Watch out. Like, oh no, the football that hit me, it kind of, the young girl was right along with it too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look, she tried. She tried to save the teacher, but her parents... I hate to laugh because if it was a man, I wouldn't be laughing at this, but.
Well, I'm surprised she in jail because what was that last week? I just read a report about a teacher. She didn't get no jail time.
Sitting
here banging this dang on student.
I got that report. We'll play it next time. I got that report on here on my flash drive too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she waived the jury trial, and they did the judge just sending her to like probation or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be on the sex offenders list for 10 years. I thought she was always on the sex offenders list forever.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we'll play that the next time. Well, here we go. We at Ashtabula, Ohio. We got Lauren B. Folletto and Karen Casebaum is facing charges after he drove a dead man to Ohio bank to withdraw money. There's a live version of Weekend at Bernie's. Here we go.
Charged with gross abuse of a corpse and theft after they allegedly took a dead man to a bank and used his identity to take money out of his account.
I guarantee you those glasses that they showed him with, I'm guarantee you he was sitting in the car with them glasses on too. Yeah.
Bree Buckley has the grim details of the case that have left both a family and investigators stunned.
So when they went through the drive-thru to withdraw money, he was sitting in the car, so they made it seem like it was legit?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Couldn't do that to an animal. I don't understand what they were thinking and how that money meant that much to him.
For James Hubbard.
A lot of people do things for money, sir, that you wouldn't believe. So what the hell? That's a small thing that they took a dead man in a car and tried to withdraw money from his banking account.
He says it's hard to think of what happened to his stepfather, 80-year-old Doug Lehman.
Yep, them glasses. I guarantee you he had them glasses and he probably had that hat on too. He probably had that same little smirk on his face too. So you probably wouldn't even know he was dead.
Police say these two women, 63-year-old Karen Casebaum and 55-year-old Lorene Ferrallo.
This woman is 55 years old.
With hard life.
Yep, that meth.
I thought she was about 70.
Yep.
Lived with the elderly man at his home in Ashtabula. Authorities say they found him dead at home Thursday.
Now, why are these two women in the house with this old man like this? There's something up there.
They're his girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, then took his body to a bank drive-thru nearby, withdrawing hundreds of dollars. James says Karen was his stepfather's girlfriend for the last few years.
He was in a position where he didn't want to live alone. He's been run through hell with this woman for years of drugs, stealing.
Hey, we already said meth came and was in the play. So, hey, look, it's almost like that's what he get. If he got to go through all that stuff and she's staying in his house, then I don't know what the other lady doing there for.
Selling his stuff.
After taking his body to get the cash, police say the women dumped him at the emergency room of the Ashtabula County Medical Center and drove off without leaving any identification or information.
Hours so he was later, still on Weekend at Bernie's in the ER sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
God damn.
One of them called the hospital after they were back at his house. That led police to the women who were later arrested and charged with gross abuse of a corpse and theft.
It's a first for all of us, I think, here. I don't think I've ever seen anything quite like this. An instance where somebody used a dead body to withdraw money from the bank. It's just very, very unusual.
Hey, that meth will make you do some serious things.
Family hopes he's not remembered by the tragic.
Now I'm looking at like all the pictures he in. Like, damn, is he alive in this picture?
Yeah.
Is he like holding him up?
Yep.
This surrounding his death.
It was heartbreaking that I couldn't get him out of that situation. But it was heartbreaking thinking about him dying alone.
Police say more charges could be coming as they continue to investigate. The coroner's office would not comment on cause of death pending the investigation, adding the results from an autopsy could take up to 8 months.
Did they say on here that the women found him dead in the house?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Did they say that it was another person? I'm assuming they must have called one of their meth buddies to help them drag. Because, you know, they couldn't pick that man up and put him in a car like that.
He looked like he's about 110 pounds.
So you heavy? Okay, so you think them two women can carry a dead man's weight and put it in? Okay.
Yes.
Well, they said that they got a third person to come and help him. That's why I said I assume it was a man.
He's real frail looking. So all you got to do is throw an arm around each of y'all and walk him right to the car.
Right.
That wouldn't be hard.
Well, hey, look, he enjoyed his life. I can say that because he had a girlfriend. And the girlfriend was treating him wrong and all that stuff. He had that other woman in there. I'm like, hey, look, won't you offer tell her to come in the room with us?
No, she was. They both his girlfriends.
Right. So hey, look, they had access to his account and he knew all his account information and whatever. So he was hitting them off with money while they go and do their drugs or whatever. So he enjoyed his life. Well, you see, the stepson said his life was chaos was going on in there, but he liked every single moment of it. So he went out with a bang.
I guess.
So we go into Miami, Florida, where Jamaica Denise Freeman and Charles Nathaniel White was arrested after jumping into a Miami elementary school fight between Jamaica's son and another kid at school. Here's the report.
Now, elementary school parents arrested for fighting a student in the school's parking lot. Local 10's Sorrell Fournay is...
Look at our girl there.
Joining us live.
Jamaica, I'm talking about, not the reporter.
West Miami-Dade with more details on the fight that landed...
Look at our boy again. Our boy back again. he like, damn, why y'all always making me do shit with schools?
Jail. Sorrell.
And that couple is now here in jail on a series of charges, including child abuse, disrupting an educational institution, and trespassing. Police tell us that there was pushing and shoving and even a punch thrown towards one of those young victims. Poinciana Park is the school where a pair of adults are accused of jumping into a fight with elementary age students. 32-year-old Jermikia Freeman showed up to the school on...
Shit. She got like three different hairstyles going on her head.
Friday to pick up her sons. She
got this Chickawa Native American thing on top of her head. She got this old baby hair going on here on the side. And like the bottom of her hair and the top of it don't even match.
What's that, like gray or dry? What is that?
Right. That's why I said it don't match with the top of her head.
And saw one of them outside of the school fighting with another student. In an arrest report, cops say the defendant, with both of her hands, grabbed the victim's arms by the biceps and violently thrust him back and forth, causing the victim to fall to the ground.
And one count of disrupting an educator.
There's our girl. If you watch Court Cam on A&E, she's on damn near every episode.
Educational institution.
That mom appeared in bond court today.
Ooh, our girl looking rough, too.
Why do my eyes looking swole like
that? That's why I said it. She looked rough and shit. She looked damn almost mannish.
She don't look like that picture we just saw.
Custody after showing up back at the school Monday, defying all orders to stay away from the school grounds, court records show.
Sir, you were arrested for two counts of child abuse.
Also in court, 37-year-old Charles Webb, who was with Jermikia during the incident and is also accused of jumping into that fight with a pair of young elementary students. Investigators say the defendant grabbed him and with his hand punched the young victim in the nose area and also placed hands on the other kid involved in the fight. His arrest report goes on to say the man violently grabbed the victim by his shirt and threw
him. Oh, them parents is gonna fuck him up.
To the ground.
Like these elementary school kids. Now I could see that they was fighting a kid and you showed up, but kind of seemed like they was rolling on them and they showed up. All you had to do was push the kids all away. I mean, you ain't had to punch them in the nose and throw them on the ground and all that type of shit.
Just break that shit up. Don't get involved.
Right. And then I'd have went to the school and told them what happened.
And we are hearing from the Miami-Dade.
So they can get suspended. Or I want to see their parents.
It's school board who tells us that they are aware of this incident that happened after school hours. They say that those two kids involved in
after school hours. This is elementary school kids. You act like seem like they was hanging out there all day long or some shit.
The situation have been disciplined for fighting with each other according to the terms of their student code of conduct. But they are also reminding parents to act responsibly. And they also say that it is important for those parents to act and be good Samaritans and also be good role models as well for those children who are always watching our every move. We are live in West Miami-Dade. I'm Terrell Fournay, Local 10 News.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, you can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals. Instagram at @_judgmentals, or you can email us at pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, then.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
Comments on my photos, that's why I stay on the low. Most of y'all is associates, so I be on my dolo. Hold up, walk that, whoa, hold the phone. You think all I do is rap? I can do it on my own. That's why I produce the track. Don't wonder where my crew is at.